This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
They've actually won all six of their matches, Premier League matches, in which Steven Gerrard hasn't featured this season. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise that Gerrard's been sidelined with that hamstring problem, and that's something that you alluded to, Derek, on Friday's podcast.
Yeah, it's something I never thought I'd say, because no one's a bigger admirer of Gerrard than me. But they seem more vibrant without him. And I think Lee mentioned, you know, the players, the understudies, the Hendersons and the Coutinhos, maybe they feel like a weight is being lifted when he's not there. You know, they don't have to give the ball to him. We've got to show out what we're worth now. Maybe there's something in that. We've all done that. We've all played when, you know, at whatever crappy level we played at, particularly you, Lee. You know, we've all, you know, there's a star player and you feel overshadowed by him. You can't really try.
I was that star player.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure. You know, why shouldn't it work at Premier League level as well? But what I'm boiling down to is that I can't see Liverpool slipping up here. This is the kind of fixture, like, earlier in the season, I'd be like covering my hands, you know, in dismay over. They'd struggle to break them down and, you know, it'd probably be a 0-0 game. I think there was one, wasn't that game against Oldham similar to in earlier in the cup? But it's a different Liverpool now, and they followed up that Manchester City win by pounding Burnley in midweek. I know it was only 2-0, but they looked the business. And I just can't see anything other than a Liverpool win, but 3-10 ain't going to get you rich. So, you know, what I think I'll do is go Liverpool to win 2-0, which I think is around about the 11-10 mark, with, you know, 10-11 even money mark. So nothing wrong with that.
You'll find that in the goals market. Liverpool to win 2-0, 17-20 currently. Liverpool to win 2-0 in the goals market. 57 markets available there. They did pound Burnley 2-0 at midweek.
Really.
Well, I was spiteful as I am. I was just thinking, that's enough now, Liverpool. That's enough, 2-0. Don't get another one.
Don't let him land his 17-20
Yeah, don't let him land his
set.
I don't even want you landing a 17-20 at the moment when you're trying to chase up the table. So happy with that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Liverpool progressed on 15 of the last 16 occasions they've reached the FA Cup quarter-final. Record against Blackburn. Incredibly good at Anfield as well. Blackburn have not won any of their last 11 trips to Anfield. Drawn 4, lost 7. Daniel Sturridge scored midweek. He scored 10 in his last 12 FA Cup starts. It's borderline impossible to make a case for Blackburn here.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think the way Liverpool play is particularly difficult for lower league teams to deal with as well. They don't come up against that kind of pace, skill, pressing. The system. There was a great piece, by the way. I don't know if we mentioned this on the Punt the other week, when Jermaine Genus was on, I think he was on Match of the Day, but I don't know if it was one or two. You know, when Brendan Rodgers said that the first Coutinho thunderbolt that we've seen in the recent weeks, he said it was down to the system. I mean, it was slightly taken out of context. But Jermaine Genus, like, joked, saying, well, if that's down to the system, that's going to happen every week, isn't it?
It
was on midweek and on Five Live, and to be fair to him, he kind of, more or less the first thing he said was, can I just put my hands up for something? It is down to the system. But they're playing so well. I mean, Coutinho, obviously, we all know, he's playing fantastic. Well, I saw a great line earlier in the week, though, saying that, I think they were looking back on the Man City game, and you know, I can't remember where I read it now, but someone said, you know, it's City chasing the title, you know, Liverpool players chasing the captaincy for next season. And, you know, it does look like he's got a lot of would-be captains in that team now. I'm sure Jordan Henderson probably is a shoe-in to get it. But there's a lot of those younger players, or less experienced players, who are actually standing up and to be counted now. I agree with Derek. I mean, I think that win to nil is a really good bet. I obviously won't play it, you know, because Derek's put that one up, but I think I've struggled to see that landing. I would say the only thing against it is that in the FA Cup this season, they have done it the hard way. You know, you look at the results they've had. You know, they went to Wimbledon and conceded at Wimbledon. Had to, you know, Gerrard hit the winner after the hour mark. Didn't score at Bolton, you know, in that home game. Then they conceded to Bolton in the away game first, and they had to come from behind and win there. And against Palace, you know, Palace were a better team, had to come from behind again. Now, I think it's a pretty difficult case to make for Blackburn to get anything out of this game. But if you are looking at them getting a goal and Liverpool continuing that theme, then I think Rudiger Gestede is the man to pick. Jordan Rhodes, for me, isn't quite the man at this level. I think he's proved that. I think Rudiger Gestede has got a little bit about him. I'm not sure he could play in the Premier League. He might be one of those players who just is kind of in the hinterland between Premier League and Championship. But, you know, 11-4 to score any time. He's a skillful player. 13-30, scored against Stoke and Swansea in the Cup already. So, you know, if you are looking at a goal for Blackburn, I think maybe I'd look at him. My bet is a goal scorer bet, though, and it's Daniel Sturridge. I think the fact that he's coming back to fitness and form slowly but surely. I'd like him to start this game, and I'd like him to get the full 90 minutes. If he does that, I think he'll get two or more. 3-1. I mean, there's a huge difference between two or more and the hat trick here.
14-1's
a big price if Liverpool do get an early goal and get going. You just wonder, having seen them against Burnley, if they'll go that far. You might just take him off, mighty. They're a bigger fish to fry. If they're 2-0 up against Blackburn, you know, and it's into the second half, maybe they'll just rest him. So, you know, I wouldn't put anyone off having a little sniff on the hat trick, but the two or more, I like at 3-1. I think, you know, Sturridge is, you know, first choice England striker these days. This is a Blackburn Rovers, a Championship defence who aren't particularly watertight. You're going to have to look at the results on the road, and it's pretty rare that they keep a clean sheet. They kept one at Bournemouth, unbelievably, but that was the only clean sheet they'd kept away from home since the 20th of September, and that was the only, that was against Fulham, and that was the only other clean sheet all season away from home in all competitions. So just two clean sheets on the road. I mean, they're going to concede goals to Liverpool, I think, here. So Sturridge, two or more, and if you're feeling brave, a couple of quid on the hat-trick.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.